What a beautiful, what a beautiful dhikr. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 5:29 South African time on this beautiful Monday morning. It's good to see our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustaz Mubarak Faiz. Ustaz, it's a beautiful Monday morning. Yes, today is the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. And let's welcome our beloved Ustaz, Fadilatul Ustaz, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, and verses number 20 to 22. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, is inspecting all those creation of his over which he has authority, sovereignty. And now when he looks around, now this is what happens. Chapter 27, verse 20, وَتَفَقَّدَتْ طَيْرِ. Whilst inspecting the birds and other creation, now he sees that one bird is missing. فَقَالْ. Then he says, مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدْ. What is wrong? How come I'm not seeing hudhud? Hudhud in English you will translate as the whoopee. Where is this hudhud? أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. Oh, is he gone absent? If he's gone absent, how come I don't know? Who gave him permission? Therefore, he says, this is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. لَوْعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. I will surely definitely give him a severe punishment. If he just went away without permission, from there we deduce that if somebody really commits a crime, then they can be punished. أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ. Or I will slaughter him, meaning that I will kill him. And أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Or he comes to me with some great evidence that where he went, why he went, and so forth and so on. فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Then he did not have to wait long. He waited غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, not for a long period. فَقَالْ. He, Hudhud, came. And what did he say? Now understand this here. This is Qudrat Kamila, the absolute control, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala over his creation. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam has the biggest, mightiest, most spectacular kingdom. But he did not know of a lady there that was not very far from him. Faqal. And he, Hudhud, Hupi, said, أَحَدْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ. I have discovered that which you also don't know. Now imagine a small little bird informing King Solomon, the Nabi, the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, who recited and begged Almighty Allah, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. O Almighty Allah, grant me a magnificent kingdom that you will not grant anybody after me. And Almighty Allah gave him, but he did not know about this. Wa ji'tuka, and I have come to you, min sabain, from Yemen. And there in Yemen, there is a tribe, there's a people, Sabah, Qom of Sheba, the people of Sheba. Binaba'i yaqeen, and I brought to you news that's 100% confirmed news. It is not rumors, it is not propaganda, it is not something that's fabricated. It is 100%. And then he informs him, this bird informs Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam about the queen of Sheba and so forth. Inshallah Aziz, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Now we go to our news, views and interviews. Today, the Hujjaj, the Hajis, 2 million plus, are moving from Makkah to Mina, from Aziziyah to Mina. Aziziyah is part of Makkah, and today is the introductory day. Everything they'll be doing is sunnah, meaning highly, highly recommended. And you will find people still coming into Makkah from Medina, from other parts of the world, even today, and they will perform their umrah, their minor pilgrimage, and then they will make their way towards Mina. Mina means the dripping of the blood. So the Hajj 2023-1444 officially starts today, although the sighting of the moon was a phantom sighting. So the sin is on them, the authorities, but the Hujjaj remember that their Hajj is valid and accepted, inshallah. If you take South Africa, most people now who have the means, education and so forth, are leaving South Africa and migrating away and going to UAE, to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, because they find it very, very safe and the perks and the wages are very good, and some of them are going to Australia. So these are the most favorite places where the South Africans who have, you know, some qualifications, money and so forth are migrating to. The Times of Israel writes about Bibi, the war criminal, and about his donkeys with him, Ibn Himar's work, that is the, you know, the Smotrich and Ben Gvir and so forth, that Bibi has lost control over his coalition. Remember that they are the people who are war criminals. They just know how to steal and occupy more and more land, and the settlers come in, they burn the cars, and they just burn and torch the homes. And this is your democracy in Israel, the Haramis. They are Hitler's children. They are the biggest terrorists on earth, and they are being supported by America and the West. So the question is posed now. The settlers here continuing the attacks in different places and so forth in the West Bank. And some of these people, they are attacking Americans. They have dual citizenship. So they have Palestinians and they are, you must remember, that Americans. So will America take action? Because now the Israeli Haramis terrorists are attacking Americans. Now there's a big thing going on, you must remember, in the Western world and in the mass media. The Wagner Group has waged a mutiny against Putin and so forth and so on. This, if you understand the real politics, you must remember, was all cooked up and all was already a strategy by Putin. You, the Wagner Group, they got millions and billions of dollars from America and others, and to make it seem like they are going to fight Moscow and Putin and so forth. And they collected that money, and then they said, now you pack up and you go, and go settle there in, you must remember, Belarus, where we got our nuclear, and then you wait there, and they pardon them and so things. So if you don't understand, then you will think that they are going to attack Putin and so forth. This was a strategic move by them. South Africa, Eskom has lost 22 billion rands, remember that, because of illegal connections. Therefore, you wonder why so many people today are complaining that either there is, you know, power shortage and there's no lights or there's no water and so forth and so on. Last night, remember, the Russians attacked Kyiv, and that is the capital of Kyiv, whatever you want to say, and 5 people dead there. We got no sympathy, empathy for them, because this Ukraine were in the forefront, you must remember, to attack Palestine, and they 100% with Israel. Now, look, among themselves, you're finding cracks. So one Ukrainian minister said that Israel is going pro-Russia. So Israel taking great exception to this, and they will summon the ambassador and so forth and so on. So tomorrow in Saudi Arabia, but as tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the 8th of Zulhijjah, there for them will be the 9th of Zulhijjah, and that will be the pinnacle of Hajj and of pilgrimage, where the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, will be going, you must remember, to Arafat. So when they go to Arafat, then they, when you come back to Makkah, you will find a new kiswa, a new ghilaf, a new black cloth, and it's shining and glittering in its glory and so forth. The Pakistan president has come for Hajj. His name is Arif Alawi, and he came Sunday, and then he went Medina, and now today they'll be going to Mina and so forth. So that's the president of Pakistan. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, and that is Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Al Sheikh. So he is Grand Mufti for over 30 years now. So he said there must be no political slogans and political messages during these days of Hajj. Obviously, they're fearing that the Iranians or other groups will speak against MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and the Saudi regime, and how many hundreds and thousands of people they have locked up and arrested and so forth, and for speaking the truth. There's no human rights there. It's all one big shame and so forth. Then the fires are still raging there in Canada. And if you want to know, yesterday in the entire world, basically, Montreal had the biggest amount of smog and so forth, and the fires are raging in Quebec, and it still seems to be out of control. So there's a huge, huge punishment for those people in that part of the world, and that is, you must remember, Canada and they in Quebec and Montreal and so forth and so on. Okay, our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself in the interview. So we will discuss, you know, we discuss different cities. So today we'll be discussing, inshallah al-Aziz, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. These are the words and the names you'll be hearing during the course of the week. So we should know the history and we should know the important significance of it. Inshallah al-Aziz, between 1 and 2 will be our tafsir program today, inshallah. And then 2 to 2.30, the report back, wonderful trip there to Northern Natal and Great Town. And thereafter was to Kranskop and then to Wienan and then Ladysmith Escort, mashallah. Allah reward everybody. And thereafter tonight, inshallah, live program with Mona Arafat 8 to 10, and that will be the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz, tonight between 8 and 10, inshallah al-Aziz.
I've got a brother, Dylan. He says that, AK, morning to you and to the team. How did the Jews rise from nothing to a world power within a period of 70 years? Could you please explain it to me, Dylan, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dylan, you're living in a Alice in Wonderland. It's not that the Jews rose. The Jews are a cursed nation. They are not a nation that are chosen by Allah. You just take the help out of America, the help and the assistance that is given to them by the Western powers, and you will see what the threshing the Palestinians will give them, the Mujahideen will give them. Have you forgotten what happened in 72, 73, when the Egyptian army were beating them and so forth? Then America intervened. Then King Faisal had the oil embargo and so forth. So don't try and take credit for the Jutlas, the Haramis. They are cursed nation, Hitler's children. And Hitler was right on many, many issues. These Jutlas, Haramis were charging the Germans exorbitant interest rates. They started the homosexuality. They in Germany, they were the ones who started broadcasting pornography and all these type of things. And that 6 million figure is just, only idiots will believe 6 million figure. Go read the New York Times and the newspapers of the 30s. You will find that the Jutlas and the Haramis were facing starvation and so forth, even before Hitler came into power and so forth. So don't try and think that Israel, they are a world power. They know world power. They are the biggest terrorists on the earth, because America is with them and it vetoes everything in the United Nations. So don't be a fool, Dylan.
I've got Sister Joyce. She says, so what is the level of corruption in Zimbabwe and South Africa, Ustad?
So, sister, corruption is everywhere in the world. Biden is also alleged to have been involved in corruption. They got him on alleged charges of $5 million whilst he was the vice president of America and the president was Obama. So everywhere there's corruption, you know, but they try and do it in a smart way. When the whites were in power in Rhodesia and South Africa, the apartheid regime, also there was corruption. But the level of corruption now with the new government, ANC, and their you must remember what Mugabe and then his successor and that. So that has been taken to greater and greater heights, meaning nothing to be proud about, that there was corruption in the previous regimes, both Rhodesia and South Africa, but it was 1, 2, 3 fingers. Now it's gone to 8, 9 fingers, and all the state-owned entities are now bankrupt or they are on the verge of bankruptcy. So that is, corruption is there. But remember, very few countries you will get this hardly any corruption, like New Zealand and so forth. So, but the level of corruption, that is the big problem. And the cadre deployment, and then the, you know, all the crime and so forth that are beyond control. So all that are just making matters worse in South Africa. I mean, I just come back now from my trip to Northern Natal and so forth, and how you just hear what the people are telling us, what's happening in their parts of the world and so forth. It's really frightening. Almighty Allah alone protect us. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Almighty Allah is the best of protector, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy.
I've got Dr. Saab. He says, Mufti Saab, so why do some Syrians support Bashar al-Assad? You know what I'm talking of, Ustaz?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Shias who are kuffar. They in Iran also majority kuffar, and there in Syria majority of the people are, you must remember, Sunnis, but the leadership is Shia and Alawi Shia, pakka kuffar, 100% out of the fold of Islam, just like you, doctor, that you also are Shia and you promote Shiaism and so forth. So you must remember that if people come with the gun and they're going to torture you, rape your wife, daughter and so forth, and then you say you're supporting us, obviously is not the truth. So you know how many thousands of people, millions of people were displaced and so forth. Bashar Assad, his father, Hafiz Assad, all pakka 100% kuffar out of the fold of Islam, just like the Iranian regime. Now they're trying to make peli-peli friends and smoke the peace pipe with Saudi Arabia. So these Arab countries are fools, you know, who made peace with Israel, like Saudi, under the table, they're making peace. And remember United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and all these countries. So you must remember that 40,000 Shias are gone now from Iran for Hajj. But the great Sunni Alim scholar, Sheikh Maulana Abdul Hamid, is not allowed to go because they, your president, prime minister, they in Iran says you can't go. So therefore, we are very clear on this issue. Shias are 100% kuffar and got nothing to do with Islam. You want to carry on with your muta and prostitution, which Khomeini taught you about. So you go and do it for 1 hour and whatever. Khomeini writes in Tahrirul Wasila that you can do bestiality also. You get busy with a cow or a dog or whatever. So that is your Shiaism. Allah's curse be upon them.
Ustaz, the question says, I have just arrived in Mina now. When do I make my Al-Wida Tawaf? After first time, after I finish my Safa Marwa, or do I have to stay the extra 2 days for pelting Ustada?
So you must remember that the Hajj is just starting and you're asking of Tawaful Wida already. What your agents are doing there, I don't say all agents, but some agents, is a crime. You must remember, it's not permissible that you want to come and play all loopholes, you know. They already sent some people last night. They already sent some people 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this morning to Mina. And again tomorrow, they will do the same thing. Just look at the foolishness of it. They say, no, we're going to walk. You get so much sawab and so much reward. So then they start leaving. leaving Mina and all that, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning and so forth. So they won't read the Fajr Salat of tomorrow there in Mina, but they will read it out of the boundary of Mina, because they don't want to walk in the sunshine and so forth, and they don't want to be too exhausted. So what sunnah is that now? So remember that you're breaking the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and deliberately. So therefore, my advice to all of you, that portion there from Mina to Arafat, all of you should go by bus. Remember that. It's not an easy walk. It's 3-4 hours, 4.5 hours, depending how fast you walk. And by the time you come to Arafat, you're totally tired, exhausted, except those people who are used to walking. And you know majority of them are not used to walking. And therefore, that is my advice. We give all the hadiths for past 20, 30 years, whatever the case was. And you must remember that now, when they take you for tawaf ziyarat, then they will take you for sa'i and then tell you make tawaful wida. This is not right. You must remember that this is all short-circuiting the system. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhiru ahadi bil bayt. When you finish your pelting everything, and now on the 12th you come back to Makkah or Azizia, on the 13th you come back, now one day or a few hours or that before you're going to depart, then you make tawaful wida, not after your tawaful ziyarat and after your sa'i. All that is, this agents are doing all this, those agents who do this just for their own convenience, and they're spoiling your hajj.
Somebody says, your ustad, that this is Manier Jacko. He says here, in your opinion, is property investment or gold investment a better proposition? Jacko, who's that?
Yeah, gold is the best, Manier Jacko. So gold is the best. You know, in English they say, everything that shines is not gold. So be very careful, Manier. You see, Jacko, they mustn't deceive you. There's a lot of crooks today and so forth in South Africa, corruption. So go to the original people and so forth. You invest in gold coins, you invest in gold, and don't go with all anybody and everybody. You need to be very careful. Second one is, this property investment is good, but the thing is that you must get good tenants. You know, South African law, it is more in favor of the criminals than the innocent people. So if you have tenants today and they don't pay for 3 months, 6 months, they damage your property. For you to get them out and to take action, it will cost you so much money and so forth and so on. So who got time for all this rigmarole and so forth? So therefore, our advice will be that better you invest in gold, and that will be a better option for you.
I've got a brother, Shoyab. I think he's from Pakistan. He wants some advice to start. Can we make dua for the people that passed away in the Titanic ocean gate to start?
Remember, Shoaib bhai, kya le be Shoaib bhai, Pakistan se ho, Karachi mein, ke wahan par jo hai, Islamabad, Lahore mein. Ko jo hazrat wahan par gaye, wo Titanic tour jaane ke liye aur talash ke liye, apna waqt ko bhi zaya kiya, apne paise ko bhi zaya kiya, aur aaj ka interview agar aapne suna, to uski biwi jo hai na ka, asal mein unko jana tha, to wo bach gayi aur apne sahibzada bete ko bheja. तो अगर ईमान के साथ गए, इस्लाम के साथ गए, तो फिर तो हम दुआ कर सकते हैं, लेकिन इबरत लेना चाहिए कि इन लोगों ने मिलियन मिलियन डॉलर कुवैत से जाया कर दी वगैरह जो है. हालांकि आपको पता है कि पाकिस्तान में कितने फकीर, मिस्कीन और गरीब लोग हैं, तो इस वजह से हम कहते हैं कि ये लोग जो है, ये एक इबरत है. इन्नल मुबज़्ज़िरीन कानू इख्वान शयातीन, जो लोग ऐसे पैसे को खर्च करते हैं फजूल फजूल चीजों में, तो वो शैतान के भाई है. ये कुरान शरीफ में है, सूरा नंबर 17, आयत नंबर 27. यू डिडंट अंडरस्टैंड एनीथिंग. द ब्रदर शुएब फ्रॉम पाकिस्तान आस्किंग अबाउट द फादर एंड सन हु ड्राउंड एंड ब्लोन टू स्मदरिंग्स इन दैट इम्प्लोजन एंड 3 अदर्स डाइड. सो दे गॉट मुस्लिम नेम्स. सो व्हाट इज इस्लामिक थिंग अबाउट दिस? इस्लाम सेज इट वाज अ वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम, एंड बिकॉज दे गॉट टू मच मनी, money. It was a futile exercise. They went to squander their wealth and so forth and so on. Then remember, Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 17, verse 27, that people who go and bust up millions and millions like this, so remember the brothers of Shaitan. Can we make dua for them? If they passed away with Iman, Islam, you make dua for them. And because today you don't know who's who in the zoo, it don't mean people who have Muslim names are Muslims. This Kuffar Shia, just now you heard the Shia doctor, he's speaking about Bashar Assad or Iran or whatever. So they got Muslim names, but they pakka Kuffar and so forth. So if they belong to that type of groups, then obviously they're not Muslim. So we need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard. But with the exercise in futility, and it was, you can just see the Western press, people die, 607, they're not bothered about them. When a whitey dies or a brownie dies, but is a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, then the world's media will be there. Why? There's a lot of kickbacks for them to get, you see. There they will get money, they will get adverts, they will get all these type of things.
There's a listener from Dubai, they're saying that, can an average Dubai citizen meet Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Ustada?
So you must remember that if you are an Arab there and you are a real citizen in Emirati, then you will be able to meet him and so forth. Like that, they got special communication lines. But if you are a foreigner there and a Pakistani, Indian and so forth, then you won't be able to meet so easily and so forth. They got their own channels and so forth. But all that is secondary. You must remember, you must see what you are doing there. So you must remember, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel and kick out the Jews and the Christians and non-Muslims from the Arab Peninsula. Go to Abu Dhabi, you will find their temple for the Hindus and so forth. Our worst enemies, remember that. Go to Abu Dhabi, then you will find the Abrahamic house there. They built a church, they built a synagogue and built a masjid and say, no, this is to establish interfaith meeting and better understanding. So who's fooling who in the zoo? So you must remember, you can quote me anywhere in the world. Saudi Arabia leadership, Emirates leadership, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all these here are murtad, traitors, ghaddar and kharij anil millah out of the fold of Islam.
Well, it's 4:56. Let's go for some breaking news. Ustad, I don't know if you remember the priest Van Veek, Abdullah Van Veek. He says, Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti. Four friends are ready now to be Muslims. Please help. Their names are Sempi Johannes, Stoffel, Francois, and Willem. This is from Abdullah Van Veek. Please help Ustad choose their names for them. Over to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, they're all four brothers, right? They're all a male, right?
Jews, sir.
Right. MashaAllah, we say, Jazakallah khairan to you, my brother Abdullah. Allah Jalla wala reward you. How many people there in my trip and journey to Northern Natal were speaking about Brother Ibrahim Anderson, our ambassador, our brother Abdullah Van Veek, and so forth, that there are other ambassadors of ours. So you brothers, simple names, you choose what you want to there, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, and Ali. The first four successors of the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of you, your name is Abu Bakr, second Umar, third Uthman, and fourth Ali. And you, brother, mashallah, Abdullah Van Veek, all may Allah jalla wala reward you. Come, my brothers, you read after me. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashahadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. So you brothers, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, you all are Muslim now. So what did you read? This is a translation. I will read and you repeat after me. I bear witness that truly, there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness, that the Prophet Muhammad, say peace be upon him. We say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say peace be upon him. Was, is, will always be. Was, is, will always be. The last and final messenger, and prophet of Almighty Allah. Messenger and prophet, he was the last for all time, all places of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. MashaAllah, my brothers, you are Muslim and you want more information, you contact Brother Abdullah, and then you contact, I'll be in Durban, inshallah, I'll meet Brother Ibrahim Henderson, and then maybe next week sometime I'll meet you, stand our brother Abdullah Van Wyk also, I told him about it. So inshallah, then we got many matters to discuss of bilateral importance, and inshallah Aziz, whilst you are there, Brother Abdullah, show them that to raise their hands, we make a 1 minute dua, inshallah Aziz. It's a good, great occasion. When we were there yesterday in Escort, then one of the daughters embraced Islam, one of the daughters completed the Hifz of Quran Sharif. Today, four brothers embracing Islam. My brother Junaid Khan, inshallah, will prepare the podcast and send us the clip as well, and then inshallah, by 7:15, you will receive it this morning, inshallah Aziz, on all the groups, and Mona Arafat also will send it out. So let us make a quick dua, inshallah Aziz. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allama la uhsi thanaan alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Allama thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati mal-iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Tawaffana muslimin. Wa alhiqna bishwa داي والصالحين. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.